Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, and this is going to be a very, very good show, guys. I have a great show lined up for you. You guys can always follow us on jradioshow.com, or you can follow us at jradioshow@twitter.com. Guys, very special show for me today. Gentlemen, I'm going to introduce you to today. I have actually started my show with his music. My show's been going a very long time, and I was never able to find this young man, but now I have connected with him, and I cannot wait to introduce you guys to who I'm going to introduce you to in just a little bit. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about camaraderie and what it takes for you guys to come to one solid partnership. We're going to talk about the show last week at Tremont Music Hall, Bali's show, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that went wrong with that show, and we're going to talk about a lot of things that should have happened that didn't happen. Guys, I'm telling you, we got so much to talk about. Number 347-945-7405. Also, we're going to talk about the third annual Independent Artist Festival that's coming up in Gastonia, North Carolina, June 20th. You guys don't want to miss that. That is going to be something that we are definitely going to headline. That is June 20th in Gastonia, North Carolina. We're going to talk about that. So you guys know that you are none other than definitely
become foes. I roll solo down the yellow brick road. The sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away. I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they circle in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
What's happening? This Chase Amil, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Jay Shawty, got it from the get-go. Kid like me, no, I'm pimpin' on thank go. Big bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
Man, I'm not looking for a booth thing. I'm looking for something. You know, go to the beach, chill at the park. You know, no strings attached. You know,
Grand Ozzy.
Shorty, nice to meet ya. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you.
Ain't no feelings involved, and ain't no going no dates, ain't no hitting the mall. I need the love for this summer, waiting on fall to reach. So I make a love rain down, then we fall asleep. She know a position, the roles will be flipping. I only see her after 12, and she know it's no kissing. They say I got my pimp hand strong, I don't work it out. A missed call lead to a text, she wanna work it out.
Shorty, nice to meet you, swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my baby?
I met her over the summer, and that's when the love began. I admit that I had my share of requests, I ain't accept them all. Had a few chicks that was down, but most accepted all. I ain't into all of the weave and facial makeup. I want the kind of girl still beautiful when she wake up. She can take up all of my FaceTime, I run the club. But I make the trip in the winter to see my summer love. Had her out in public, niggas thought we was dating. Girls giving the looks, you know how them bitches be hating. My bitch bad, looking like a bag of money. She whispering in my ear, she keep telling me that she love me. Asking for a name, said it was nice to meet ya. Then asked her on a date, said it'd be nice to treat ya. I ain't running game, you got all of them wifey features. And I'm just trying to ask for the privilege of right to meet ya.
Shorty, nice to meet ya. Swag when I see you. I just wanna ask you, girl, would you be my lady? My baby, cause I want you in my life.
got me tripping over my Jordan 13 sneakers.
Clear about your features,
got me reminiscing and thinking about the old school when we were fever.
Kissing under the bleachers,
touching and fondling, hugging, man, it ain't nothing like that good summer love.
Yeah, they better.
I motivate you to do better in life.
Do better in life.
I remember that time I was out on my own, couldn't keep on my life.
I couldn't keep on my life.
I sit back and laugh, it's ironic how now that my tongue got the power.
My tongue got the power.
I sit back and lean on full from all of these beasts I devour.
Yeah.
Know how when I'm chasing my dreams, gotta jump for these cowards who shoot me instead of hands up. Industry nervous, I got them all shook. They're afraid of my punchlines after my hook. We gotta get rid of metaphors. Why? He make us think too much.
What?
We gotta keep him out. If we let him in, then we can't say a bunch of dumb stuff.
Yeah.
We can't tell a bunch of lies.
Nope.
Can't rely on a hot beat. My homie Dole Ray taught me to
flame on.
I got three rappers in a hot
flame
seat.
On.
I'm telling my story, I'm giving it to you from my point of view. And I'm reaching the people that feel I'm the proof. Exercising your lyrics, you stretching the truth. I'ma do what I came for.
Do what I
I'm
came
giving
for.
The game hope. I got prison bars, I'm spitting fed time. All these indictments, they saying I'm dope.
I'm dope.
I'm underground like the basement.
Yeah.
Somebody called Tigger, told them all I'ma make it. Drake said it best. I ain't trying to look like a lie to these niggas.
Nope.
I can't give up now.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke. It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch it. Witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused. My shades on, I'm focused. We in our zone, don't even approach.
Yeah. If I see another time clock, might get mad and then punch it for real.
Punch it for real.
They killing each other, I'm killing these beats. Why can't I get a deal?
Why can't I get a deal?
Tell me how is it not adding up, but it's clear that I'm bringing some change.
I'm bringing some change.
Not once in a song did I mention a car, some clothes, or a chain.
Nope.
Let me mention some relatives strung out on drugs. That's why when he died, he was drinking, gave up. No one knew his pain, everyone had opinions. Survived by his daughter. I cried as I witnessed.
I cried.
His mama ain't been right since.
Nope.
Can you imagine the pain? I was the only child. It's kind of hard to stay sane. Put yourself in her shoes, but the size ain't the same.
But the size ain't the same.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just speak on real life when I speak on this mic.
When I speak on this mic.
Yeah,
yeah.
I done came too far to U-turn at the light.
U-turn at the light.
Yeah,
yeah.
I dreamed big and then captured it. Times got rough and I didn't have chapstick. Life is a and she ain't attractive.
Nah. I'm defeating the odds.
I'm defeating the odds.
I was destined to win.
I was destined to win.
I stepped up my grind.
I stepped up my grind.
When I cut off some friends.
When I cut off some friends.
I'm as real as it gets.
I'm as real as it gets.
I go harder than pavement.
I go harder than pavement.
I just wanna wake up one morning and tell my whole family we made.
We made.
Can't give up now.
Can't give up now.
I done came too far.
I done came too far.
They don't wanna see me shine.
They don't wanna see me shine.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I can't help it, I'm a star.
I got tired of being broke.
Broke.
It ain't a good feeling. No thing I dream. I'm about to go and get it.
Get it.
Just watch it. Witness. I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
I got my shades on. I'm focused.
My shades on. I'm focused.
We in our zone.
Don't even approach us.
Don't even approach us.
Cause we focused.
Guys, sorry for the technical difficulties we had. We've had to switch to some raw audio. So it's going to sound real raw, but it's okay. The show must go on. Now, number to call is 347-945-7405. The number again is 347-945-7405. Guys, earlier I had said something about someone I'm going to introduce you to that's going to come on the show. Now, we're still waiting for them to come on. And while we're waiting for them to come on, I'm going to give you a little bit of insider of what's been going on with us for the last couple of months. And, you know, I started the show off talking a little bit about camaraderie and how it plays a part in success. And when it comes to successful ventures, camaraderie plays a huge part. Now, all of you guys know that we had a show last week with R&B artist Bali, and that was at Tremont Music Hall in Charlotte, North Carolina. And let me tell you that I have never been so disappointed in a show in all my life. And, you know, there was a lot of things that went wrong, from the caliber of talent to, you know, the facility to the engineers. There's just so much going on, guys, so much going on. And I've talked to a lot of people that were in attendance, some of the few of tens that was there. I'm not going to say hundreds of tens that was there. And, you know, the consensus wasn't good. And let me just get the record straight for those of you, and I read some of the things that you put on Facebook. For those of you who don't know, that was not a J Radio Show event. That was a Bali Wilson event. That was totally Bali. Now, Toxic Lab and Metaphor, they done what they were supposed to do. They were add-ons to the show, but it was not a J Radio Show event. But what I will tell you is going to be a J Radio Show event will be at the Vineyard, June 20th of this year. We will have the 3rd annual Independent Artist Festival. And guys, I'm going to give you a little bit of who's going to be in attendance, who's going to be doing what from show to show. And so as I'll tell you this, Grandossier Music will definitely have a part in the Independent Artist Festival, the 3rd annual Independent Artist Festival. I got a lot of surprises. That's your surprise for today on today's show. Now, tomorrow's show, I'm going to give you something else. But there will be a very successful show that my name will be attached to, that is. And real quick, let me say, and I'm glad you guys are coming on when we have audio, but welcome back to Chicago and Philly, and welcome Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank you guys for picking this show up. And, you know, we're getting ready to do some big things, some bigger things. And I want you guys to definitely know that we are going to move this in a great, great, great field. Now, I said something about camaraderie. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where I should start. But let me say, and I'm talking to the black male right now, when it comes to camaraderie, we get a zero because we're too busy trying to get over on one another. You know, I was just talking to somebody before the show started today about, they were saying something about the crab in the bucket mentality. Yeah, it's real. Crab in the bucket mentality is very real. And we continue to keep it real because we don't want to do the necessary things that we have to do to become one unit, one strong unit. We're always trying to get ahead of one another, and I don't understand that to save my life. I don't understand how you can give all of your energy to someone else's success, and they turn around and give you their ass to kiss. I don't understand that. And that's one of the things that happened with this Bali Wilson show. We're going to get into that a little bit more. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit more about that. I'm not going to do it right now because right now I'm still angry about it, and I know the things that I say will not be of my character. And so I'm not going to go into that right now. But I will say that it was something that I wish I would have not dealt with. It's something I wished I would have not dealt with. But it's okay. We choose and we plan to move on. Speaking of moving on, my guest that I'm getting ready to bring on this show, I started this show back in early 2009. And, you know, I was going through and trying to find all the independent artists that I could to play music on this show. And I come across this one artist, and it has been a staple for my show. And I, you know, I mean, my kids love this music. And it, I can't explain to you what this artist that I'm getting ready to bring on this show, the music that he has created, what it means to my show and me. So, well, you know, I'm not even going to waste any more time. Without further ado, welcome to the show, Mr. Frank H. Carter III. Welcome to the
show.
How you
doing,
James? How you doing?
I'm doing
good.
Okay,
doing,
man.
Brother?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm good. I'm good.
First of all,
you know, go ahead, brother.
First of all, I want to say thank you for reaching out to me. Myself and my my friend Jeff Grant, aka Love Shadow, we really appreciate the love that you've given to both of us. It's, you work hard at what you do. I mean, when you're a creative person, you know, you basically a way of expressing yourself, but it's always appreciated when people appreciate what you do. And we really appreciate the love you've given us both.
Oh, man, I tell you, you know, and at the beginning of the show, you know, I spoke a little bit about, you know, I told the listeners there's somebody that I want to introduce to them. And let me tell you right now, your music has been with my show from day one, brother. From day one. Yes, and I have had so many of my listeners who follow the show says, who is that? You got to get him on here, Jay. You got to get him on there. And you know, my kids, man, my kids love your music. Yeah, it's unreal. It's unreal.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
And I, you know, I am a big fan. I am a big fan.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to do whatever it takes for us to see each other face to face. And you know, if you can, tell my listeners a little bit about you. Before I play one of your songs, tell them a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, my name is my full name is Frank Henry Carter III. I was born and raised in Virginia. Born in Portsmouth, raised in Norfolk. Now I live in New York. I'm out in Queens. Shout out to Queens. What's up? What's up? And I've been doing music as far as I can remember back. I mean, when I was a kid, I sang in church. Me and my brother used to be a little singing duo. We've been, you know, I've always loved music. Music is something I do because I love it. I mean, you always hear people about trying to get into certain, I guess, lines of work because it's going to make them rich or what have you. And I wouldn't mind being able to be a wealthy musician. I mean, I'm working towards it. I mean, that's what we all work towards. But I always worked on the music because I loved it. I love the music. The music has always edified me, stood by me. It's been a way to express myself. It's been a way for me to connect to other people. And it's been fantastic. I mean, for example, you probably wouldn't have heard of me if it wasn't for the guy who did the music for the song that seemed to touch you so much. Crazy Love, my friend Jeff Grant, a.k.a. Love Shadow. You can find him on Facebook. He was one of the first guys that when I was doing music, he made me feel like a superstar. I mean,
you
he had heard
are,
work I had done.
You are a superstar.
But, I mean, you know, you do what you do, and you do it for your love, the love that you have for it. But he was one of the few people that made me feel like, wow, maybe I could do this for a living. Maybe this is something I should pursue, you know? And he's always been he's been like a mentor to me. He's always been a very good friend. It's funny because I met him online. He's originally, he actually lives in the UK. He's in the Midlands, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
And guy's just amazing, amazingly creative person, very, very generous spirit. And he's one of the major people. I mean, any success that I've had, like from drum and bass to house music to like me working on, I'm working on my second CD right now. He's been a major part of it. He's just been amazing to me. You need a friend like Jeff if you're trying to do anything. You need a friend like Jeff Grant. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, brother. I'm gonna give them, and if you can introduce Crazy Love to them, because I want them to know who the person is behind the music that they hear on my show so much.
Okay. Well, it's funny. Crazy Love has an interesting story. There's a good friend of mine. His name is James Jones. We call him Jammy. He moved out to South Carolina, strangely enough. He's not even too far from you. He's going to get a kick out of this when I tell him I'm on your show. he was working with this young lady, and she was submitting, you know, stuff she had done with them, and he was, I got to be honest, he was a little underwhelmed. He felt like she had talent, but he felt like she needed some more solid material. So she said, Frank, I need you to do me a favor. I was like, yo, Jammy, anything you want, because we're very good friends. He said, I got this young lady I'm working with, and she's got this song called Crazy Love. Can you look at it and see if you can, like, I don't know, reboot it, edit it, or rewrite it, or rearrange it, or I need it to be, I think it's okay, but it can be so much stronger. So I'd heard it, you know. I dug out. I saw what he saw. The core, there was something there. And, you know, I wrote, it was different music and everything, by the way. Totally different track and everything. And, you know, I rewrote the lyric and everything, made the hook and everything, did a version of it for him. And it was funny because everybody thought it was amazing. Everyone, except for the young lady that he wanted to perform it. She just was not feeling it at all. She was acting quite angry. I don't think she liked the fact that somebody touched her material.
Oh, well, I tell you what, she missed out. It's just about like Hulk Hogan missing out on the George Foreman cooker. And George Foreman ended up getting it, and the rest is history, you know?
So there you go.
She missed out on that. But I'm telling you, because you got a golden voice, brother.
Thank you, man. I can't wait
no longer. I'm going to play Crazy Love. And you just introduce it to me, and we can get into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, from myself, Frankie Ricardo III, and my good man, Jeff Love Shadow Grant, here's Crazy Love, the motorcycle song. Enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Trying, yeah.
Boy.
Wow.
You are definitely polished, brother. You are polished.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Wow. I'm blushing right now.
My goodness, man. My goodness. I've been doing this show since 2009.
Okay.
And
congratulations,
you know,
by the way.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And we're definitely moving in the bigger directions right now, and I'm taking you with me. And,
I ain't mad.
When I found your music, I went to CC Mixter and I found your music.
That's where I met Love Shadow.
Yes, I got all your stuff I played that was on.
Oh,
CC
wow.
Mixter.
Wow.
And I said, man, I gotta find out who this is. And, you know, it's so funny. Me and my wife was riding the other day, and we were listening to one of the reruns of the show. And
right.
She says, and you know, we've even got you playing in our CD. We got a whole CD full of, you know, your music. And
oh, wow.
We were listening to the song, and my wife says, when are you going to get him on the show? And I said, you know what, I'm going to make a mad dash to find out who he is. And, you know, it's like I had to play private detective to find out who you are.
I'm for real.
And
wow.
Because I had sent so many messages on CC Mixter, I had sent so many messages to you, and I never heard anything. And so I said, well,
really?
You know, let me find another route. And that's when I, you know, for the love of Facebook, I start typing in names and everything that was associated with the song. And I said, you know what? And I realized when I pulled up your name on Facebook, I said, this is him. I said, it had to be him. And the reason I said that is because,
yeah.
You know, I listen to your music. I listen to
yeah.
how you express yourself in your music. Because, you know, the song we just heard it's clever. It's so clever. The average person would not know you're talking about a motorcycle. The average person would not know that. And
right,
it's so
right.
clever.
Thank you.
And I said, you know, this guy, this has to be him because I'm hearing a sultry R&B voice, but here I hear he says that this song from Billy Joel is one of his favorites. I said, it's got to be him.
You saw that
him.
Post.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I said,
okay.
And lo and behold, I was right. And, you know, I'm like a kid in a candy store right now because this your music, those two songs have been a staple on my show since I've started.
Really?
I mean, I've had Silver, I've had Spike Lee on this show, I've had people on this show. And
oh, wow.
When I go to commercial and I play that song, the first thing I hear is, man, who was that?
Really?
And yes.
I'm blushing again.
You know, you got some fans, brother. You got some fans.
Thank
you
man.
Got some fans out there. You got
wow.
some fans.
Cool.
Tell us a little bit about what you got working on now.
Well, can I finish telling you the story of Crazy Love and then go on to that part of it?
Yeah, Deb, you take the time. This is your show today.
All right. You are too kind. Thank you very much, James.
Amen.
Well, okay, like I was saying before, the young lady, when she heard the song, you heard different music, she just was not hearing it. And he ended up not working with it, unfortunately. I think that was a creative difference, I guess you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I like the song. I really like it. But I can't use somebody else's music. You know,
right.
Fast forward maybe a year or so, and that's when I got on CC Mixter, like you up there. And a gentleman by the name of GJ Lang was one of the few people that reached out to me, and he introduced me to Love Shadow, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
And Love Shadow, I think that was like the second or third song of mine that he has like did a version of. And when he played, I said, yo, I got these vocals for a song that needs music. He was like, well, let me hear it. And I put it up. He was like, oh, my God, why don't you have a record deal? I get that from a lot of people, but that's another
yeah,
story. We'll talk
I,
about
I
that later.
I was going to ask you the same thing.
But, you know, he got it. A few days later, he posted it up. I pushed play, and James, my jaw dropped.
It's amazing. He's a genius, man.
Dude, I'm trying to ask you, how come you don't have a record deal? How come you don't have like a label or a producer or something? Like a Kanye
exactly.
or a Dr. Dre or something. He can do anything, any style. The dude is bananas and the most humble brother, man. I'm very lucky to call him a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You know, when I went over to the UK a few years ago, they called me over there. I was doing some house music with somebody. He reached out to me. We got a chance to hang out for a little bit. Not as much as we would like to, of course. But he's a beautiful guy. It was amazing, man. You know, but and you know, he's been right beside me. Like, I'm working on a new album now. He's definitely gonna have some stuff up there. I'm working on his new album now. I already know the title of the album. It's gonna be called Love You and Stuff. And starting my own record label right now, me and my friend Eric Collazo. It's gonna be called BSM Digital. Love You and Stuff will be the first release off of it. Hopefully before the end of the year, I'll be able to promote it. Maybe I can reach out to you and you can be one of the first play some of the first cuts off of it, I guess.
Man, I definitely, you ain't got to even pull my arm too hard. I can tell you that right now. And, you know, not only that, but in a couple of weeks, I'm going to bring you back on the show. I want to bring you back on the show with Love Shadow. I definitely want to talk to both of y'all together because your vibe is just unreal. Your vibe is unreal.
Oh, wow. Thank you, man. That's very cool. My mom always told me, you know, be thankful for what you get because people don't have to do anything for you. So always be thankful. Always be grateful. You know, appreciate
stuff. This platform I have is definitely your platform. Anything you need to get out, you let me know because I'm there. Because like I told you, your music has been a staple for my show. When I play your music, people acknowledge what I'm playing. And they not only just listen to the beat, they say, this guy right here is something special, man. And they say,
this music that
you're playing, I really, really like it. And so I, you know, like I said, it's become a staple of my show. I won't have a show without playing your music.
Oh wow! Oh God!
Yeah.
Okay.
Every show.
Now I'm turning purple.
Every show, bro.
Really?
You know, and if it's okay with you, I want them to play. I want them to listen to back to me also.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Tell me a little bit real quick about that song, and we'll play it.
Come Back to Me? Well, it's funny.
Yes.
Come Back to Me, it's like you said, people hearing might think one thing, but it's something else. Like, a lot of people think it's a love song, like a ooh baby song. I call them ooh baby song because, you know, about being close to your boo. But to me, that song is about a guy whose child is missing.
Wow.
That's our song about. That's why it's about a guy I always had a video in my head about a guy trying. You know, because you know, kids get. You know, I have a daughter.
Right.
And I'm very lucky. She's she'll be 9 this year. And even before she was born, I always wanted to try to find a different way to come in songs because these days nobody does really love songs. They just kind of do sex songs. You know what I mean? You know, nobody, like, you don't get the impression that people, like, the guys that you hear singing actually like women or like the women they're dealing with or whatever.
Right.
It's really odd in a way when I hear it. I don't get a real sense of, you know, some genuine affection between people. And when I wrote that song, I was thinking about a father who had lost his child and trying to find her. I mean, you know, that's why I listen to the song. There's nothing really, you know, sexual about it. It's more like that missing, they're not here, and I wish they were back. You know, I want them back.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. Wow.
Thank you, man.
With that being said,
it's funny. That's Jeff. That's Jeff again.
Yeah, trust me, you ain't got to tell me. I know.
Yeah.
I know, brother. And with that, with that being said, I'm going to go right into it. This is Come Back to Me. My Frank H. Carter III.
My hand. strong, a man afraid of nothing. I have the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
Love Shadow Grant. Without him, we would not be having this conversation. Shout out to my boy Laswell. He's done some stuff on that first album that I sent you the link to, and he's doing stuff on my new album also. Shout out to Eric Collazo. He's my business partner, also a music partner. He's a genius. He's brilliant. He's generous. We're going to try to make some things happen, man. I want to say shout out to ccmixter.org, because that website was a major turning point for me in my life, in my professional life. I want to say a shout out to Lost My Dog Records. I want to say a shout out to Nags, Ant Plate. I want to say shout out to Pete Defeat. Ian over at Kahlua Music. I want to say a shout out to the guys over at Large Music. I just did a house record called Depend on Me with my boy Nathan G out in Australia. If you like house music, go check it out. Man, there's too many people. I mean, my boy Jammy, okay. Major. But my homeboy, just too many people, man. Just too many people. We ain't got enough time.
Anybody you miss, we're going to get them on the next show because you coming back.
There you go.
You coming back. Brother, I appreciate you accepting a short notice and coming on this show today. I'm so thrilled, you know. This is going to be one of my feature shows because I'm so thrilled because, like I said, your music has been a staple on my show since day one, and it's really awesome to be able to speak to the person that I hold really, really close. You know, we've never met, but, you know, you've held
we'll get there.
A standard for my show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
My show. Yes, sir. Cool.
I just want to say, if people are liking the music they heard on the show today, they can go to bandcamp.com, put my name in, Frank H. Carter III, and I have a CD up there that's for sale, 6 songs, $5. If you're digging it, check it out. Appreciate the support.
Okay, well, I'm going to see if we can put a widget on the website and where they can go to the website and click from my website and go straight to yours and get it. So we're going to push it.
Beautiful. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, man.
Hey, brother. Hey, I appreciate you. And I appreciate you. And I'm definitely gonna get with you because that's
okay.
What we need to do. I hear my music playing, and I'm not gonna hold you too much longer.
Okay.
I'll get with you, man. Thank you for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you for having me, man.
All right, my brother. I'll talk to you soon off the air.
All right, man. Be peace.
All right, you too. Guys, I told you that we were going to have him on the show, and I'm so thankful that I was able to bring him to you. And you haven't heard the last, because I'm going to make some things happen, and I want this brother at the Independent Artist Festival, and if that happens, you guys, it's going to be a good time. You don't forget to check out jradioshow.com. I will give you all the live updates, everything. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever else you can find me on. You can keep up to date with what's going on with J Radio Show. We're moving in big places, doing big things, guys. As I tell you each and every day, I love you guys for supporting the show with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. And so as I say unto you, peace be unto you guys, I see you another day, which is tomorrow. You have definitely been live in the day with Jay. See you.